The New York City Police Foundation was founded in the early 1970s to bring resources to a department impacted by a major fiscal crisis. 40 years later, it's raised more than $100 million. But as WNYC's Bob Henley reports, the philanthropy is not without controversy.
Good afternoon, Police Foundation.
At the Police Foundation's Fifth Avenue office, there are just 7 employees, but the foundation's board includes more than 24 A-list names, like Spire, Tisch, Trump, Winter, and Wilpon. Town & Country publisher Valerie Salambier is the longtime chair. She says in the beginning, the New York Times played a prominent role in the foundation, which got its start buying bullet-resistant vests.
Punch Sulzberger's wife was on the foundation board for many years. Many of our meetings were held at the New York Times.
A few weeks back, word of a $4.6 million grant from J.P. Morgan Chase to the foundation raised some eyebrows, especially with the Occupy Wall Street supporters. Sympathetic bloggers said the gift was proof that the NYPD was in bed with the big banks. But Salambier says the grant preceded the occupation by several months and was aimed at long overdue technology upgrades for the NYPD.
In some precincts, just a couple of years ago, they were still using carbon paper in typewriters. And for anyone to try to make a connection between Occupy Wall Street and J.P. Morgan is preposterous.
The police department confirmed the gift. Some of the foundation's biggest donors include Goldman Sachs, Barclays Capital, and the News Corporation. Commissioner Kelly denied there is any conflict of interest.
No, not at all. We have no contact with those corporations or banks. It's done through the foundation. No influence that's exerted by any stretch of the imagination.
Kelly says the police foundation provides funding flexibility for programs that would be much harder to fund through the regular city budget.
They fund things such as the Crime Stopper program. You know, 1-800-577-TIPS, people who call that get reward money, and that's funded by the police foundation. Our Gun Stopper program, we offer $1,000 to anyone who calls us and tells us someone who's carrying a gun, and we arrest that person. The expenses of our officers that we assign overseas are paid for by the police foundation. Studies by the RAND Corporation that we've had done.
2 or 3 times a year, the foundation offers prospective donors a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the world of the NYPD. Critics say it gives the well-connected special access. Foundation Chair Salambier says it's all about education.
We do something called commanding officer for an evening. That's when people get an education about what a police officer's job really is. They're taken out to various precincts in the 5 boroughs, and the commanding officer of that precinct takes them around, shows them the furniture that's falling apart.
At the Lower Manhattan offices of the New York Civil Liberties Union, Assistant Legal Director Chris Dunn thinks this public-private collaboration is problematic.
For many years, the foundation has been paying for the living expenses of intelligence division operatives located overseas. And here's a situation where you've got a private foundation that is directly funding a highly sensitive police department operation.
Salambier does not agree and says the overseas intelligence program has produced impressive results, helping the police to anticipate vulnerabilities in our city.
Whether it's the London bombings, the police department had real-time information in 30 minutes. What that allows the NYPD to do is plan accordingly. If it happened in London, who knows? Maybe it will happen in New York. Therefore, you have to then do what? Take a look at our public transportation. And it is clearly one of the most important programs that comes out of the police department.
But Dunn of the NYCLU is not convinced.
It's private money coming with who knows what motivations and who knows what agreements between the police foundation and the police department. And that's a dangerous combination.
Councilman Peter Vallone, the Public Safety Committee chair, has jurisdiction over the NYPD. He sees no problem with the behind-the-scenes access.
That's life. The 1% are always going to have access to things. It's not fair. It's life. Get over it. If they're giving away a ride-along, good for them. If a ride-along is getting them millions of dollars that we can give out in rewards programs, good for them. If they're getting some sort of influence, that's a problem.
Odds are state and federal budget makers will continue to reduce local aid to municipalities and police forces will feel it. That means an entity like the Police Foundation will be increasingly looked to help fill the growing budget gap. Similar police foundations have already sprung up in Atlanta, Los Angeles, and New Orleans. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.